some familiar words and words that we have probably heard, especially over the last week. Hosanna, Hosanna. It is finished. He is risen. And you'd recognize that as a continuum between Palm Sunday and today. Today, we are taking the opportunity to reflect a bit on the gospel reading. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. And you'd recognize that as Luke 24, verse 5b, from the gospel that was just read. Why do you look for the living among the dead? There are some traditions, and I'm certainly part of that tradition, where on Easter Sunday morning, there's a sunrise service, and I don't know if anyone has ever experienced that. But the idea is that you go to the cemetery, and in my own experience, the Salvation Army Band played beautiful sunrise music, and lots of people will go to the cemetery. Some years ago, when I was in seminary, a group from Trinity College went to the Holy Land, and we actually reenacted that sunrise ceremony on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And whatever has been your experience to acknowledge Easter Sunday and to acknowledge the risen Christ, they're all valid. And we've had different experiences. In some people's experience, some people go to the cemetery on Easter Day to visit the graves of loved ones. Tradition, perhaps, theology, certainly, biblical teachings, certainly. And today, we're asking ourselves a question again. Why do we look for the living among the dead? Especially as we know that he is not here, but has risen. He is risen. And that simply stated fact is at the core of our Christian faith. And this is what we celebrate today. We have journeyed with our Savior through Lent and Holy Week. And if you were with us on Palm Sunday, you'd have heard us talk about two important symbols of the Christian faith. And I want to reassure you that we're not going to cover the entire week in our reflection this morning. We're just going to be touching some highlights, and I leave the rest to you. But as we recall Palm Sunday, we know that it's the beginning of Holy Week, and we move to the week quite rapidly, I found, this year. We talked about symbols of our faith, the crown and the cross. And for those who participated in any Maundy Thursday events or acts of faith, you would recall that pre-COVID, we actually had the washing of feet. But it was done in a modified way in different congregations across Christendom this year because of the restrictions of COVID. But Maundy Thursday recognizes other symbols of the Christian faith, certainly the institution of the First Communion service to the Lord's Supper. Symbols, of course. And today, as we partake of Holy Communion, we'll recall other symbols of our faith, bread and wine, the cup, and certainly on Maundy Thursday with the washing of feet, we recall symbols of service, the towel, the basin, and water. Today, as we celebrate the day of Christ's resurrection, we have before us another important symbol of our faith, the empty tomb. The empty tomb reminding us of the God we serve. The gospel account from Luke tells us that Joanna, Mary Magdalene, Mary and other women went to the tomb of Jesus with spices to perform a final act of devotion because they were going to anoint his body. And we know from various reports of this particular event that the women were quite confused when they found that the stone was gone and the entrance to the tomb was open. How would you have reacted? What if you went to the cemetery today to visit the grave of a loved one and you found that the grave was open? I could not think about how I would respond. But as they were wondering what they should do, two messengers appeared and said, "He is not here, but has risen." During Holy Week, and certainly the women and others who had followed Jesus, followed his betrayal, followed his death. Yes, he was beaten and broken by us and for us. Yes, Jesus was dead, but he is now alive. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. But we know from Scripture that this is not the first time that God has journeyed with his people from death to life. The Passover in Exodus reminds us of this well-worn path. God passed over the people living to die in Egypt so they might experience dying into life in the Promised Land. And my friends, we go through various experiences of death. Maybe not physical death in and of itself, but death in our spirit, death in our perseverance, death probably in our goals and ambitions. And sometimes we wonder about the detours in life, don't we? But throughout all of this, we know, just as we are celebrating today, that there is a continuum, that there is life after, there is renewed energy, there is hope. And on this day, the day of remembrance, God's people recall the divine promises of life given to us by our Creator. So this Holy Week, we have accompanied Jesus from life to death to life resurrected. And we are also part of the resurrection story, because we, the church, we are the living body of Christ who leads us out of death to life forevermore. If you were with us last night, we reenacted the lighting of the holy fire. And we actually started at the front of the church. The Paschal candle was lit. And from the Paschal candle, we all had our individual candles lit. Symbolic and real, because our Christian faith gives us the opportunity to light our own life from the light of Christ. And we sang the light of Christ, thanks be to God. And so we are all part of the resurrection story, as we are all part of the body of Christ. So my friends, today we have the empty tomb as a sign of Easter. And we have other signs of Easter. I look around and I see an Easter bunny. And I see Easter lilies and other signs of Easter. Easter is here. But I want to comment very quickly on the Easter lilies, thanks to the Sanctuary Guild. Easter lilies, for many, acknowledge purity, symbols of purity, symbols of new life at this time of year, and symbols of hope. And of course, how can we forget the Easter eggs? And Easter eggs are important because the egg represents new life. So today we acknowledge new light, the light of Christ, new life in the resurrection, and new truth enabling us to understand or begin to understand the miracle of the resurrection, because Easter revealed the glory of Jesus as the Son of God. We recall from Scripture that Jesus himself was tested even on his way to the cross. But today we celebrate the victory of life over death. And we are reminded that the cross of Christ bridges the gap we could not cross on our own. And when we look at the cross, we see two extended arms, don't we? Bridging the gap that we could not cross. Jesus' resurrection reveals the godly nature of Christ. But we must bear in mind that God is also revealed to us in different ways in our daily lives. For he is revealed through others by their acts of love, their trust, and their forgiveness. And we too, as followers of Christ, have the privilege of revealing God to others by our life and our example. And so we pray that we will be true channels of God's love, and that by God's grace, others will see a reflection of Christ through the life we live. And my friends, others will see that reflection in different ways. By our kindness, by our generosity, by our telephone calls to people who are lonely, and there are many who are lonely at this time. We have the privilege to be part of a community, but many do not. And so let us reach out. Reach out and touch. Reach out in a very special way. But who is this Jesus whom we serve? How do we respond to the good news of the resurrection? The followers of Jesus loved him and believed that he was the Messiah. But they responded differently to the astonishing good news of the resurrection, which was received from the angels. How do we explain the different reactions? How about you? How about me? How do we respond to the good news? Are we like the women who believed? Are we like the apostles who had some doubts? Of course, we know that the apostles had followed Jesus through Holy Week, through denial, through crucifixion, and were probably not that enthusiastic about what they thought they had done over the 3 years of following Christ. Or are we like Peter, whose immediate reaction seemed to fall somewhere between the two? In a few days, my friends, this community of Willowdale, in which we worship, and in which we are part of, and beyond this community, we'll commemorate the fourth anniversary of the van attack, which claimed the lives of so many and inflicted injury and pain on several more. So let us continue to remember the affected families and friends who are still grieving. This event occurred on St. George's Day. So for us as a church, while we celebrate 100 years of Christian service in Willowdale, we have the opportunity to share the hope of the resurrection and model the good news of the gospel right here in Willowdale and beyond. So some thoughts for consideration today. First of all, we can trust what Jesus taught, because Jesus did what he promised he would do. He rose from the dead. never to die again. Secondly, let us celebrate God's gift of new life with a gift to someone else. What if we were to celebrate the new life of Easter by planting some spiritual seeds of prayer, of scripture reading, of reflection? What if we were to plant some spiritual seeds in our own lives and in the lives of others? And finally, let us consider how God has been generous to us, and let us have hearts full of peace as we focus on what we have been given. Because, my friends, we have been given the love of Jesus, God's special gift to us. We recall Christ's victory over death, demonstrating the omnipotence of our Almighty God. So let us remember the end of the story. The end of the story, eternity with God. And may we all find hope. May we all find comfort. And may we all find true peace this Easter. And to this we say, Amen.